This is Pro Blogger.
Hello, is it me you're looking for? I promised you there'd be singing today, and there's going to be more. I'm sorry about that. The singing that will come will be a bit better than that. Hi, welcome to episode 230 of the Pro Blogger podcast. My name is Darren Rouse, and I'm the blogger behind ProBlogger.com, a blog, podcast, event, job board, series of ebooks, and soon to be an album, maybe not, all designed to help you to grow your blog and to build some profit around your blog. You can learn more about Pro Blogger at ProBlogger.com. In today's episode, we are continuing our series of blogger stories where I'm handing the podcast over to you as listeners and as readers of the blog to tell your story, to share your tips, to talk about the mistakes you made, and to talk about the opportunities that your blog has brought you. This series did start back in 221, episode 221, and it's all about trying to inspire as many bloggers as possible to start a blog in 2018. Because we've got this free course going live on the 10th of January, just a few days away now. You can still sign up to reserve a spot in that course. It's completely free. Go to problogger.com/start-a-blog. My goal, and it's a big one, is to see thousands of new blogs started this year because of this course. So if you're thinking about starting a blog, please go sign up. Please get that blog launched. In today's episode, you're going to hear from someone who is going to sing to you. She's going to give you some amazing tips. It's a sweet episode. It's not too long. And the blogger is Vaan Petit, who is a voice coach. She blogs at myhappyvoice.com and love this episode. It is lively and sweet and has some great tips, and I'm going to come back at the end of the episode to share a few thoughts that I have on what Vaan shares with us. I'm going to hand it over to her now.
Creating great content. Finding an audience. Building engagement. Monetizing your blog. This is Pro Blogger.
Hello, Darren. Hello, Pro Bloggers. Hello, my name is Vaan Petit. I am a voice teacher and a vocal coach in modern music at myhappyvoice.com. I started my first blog in 2010. I just wanted a platform to share my journey as a vocal coach. At first, I was writing very short articles, very, very short articles, with stories about what was happening in the studio. It could be about a student having difficulties to sing a song and how we were trying to fix it. I remember also I was posting each month a list of songs that had been studied with the links to some YouTube videos. And I remember also I was sharing pictures and videos of the concerts of my students. I guess at that time I had several objectives. The main one was sharing stories and what was happening in the studio for my students, and so that could share the articles with their families. The second one was to find more students. I had a page with information about the singing one-to-one lessons, the group classes, and the workshops. And also, I was posting articles from time to time to attract people who wanted to take lessons. It went pretty well, but probably because I started in 2010 and I didn't have that many competitors. So I was ranking on Google's first page without doing that much. That was really great. But then things started to change and my blog was kind of getting old. I had to rebrand. Now I have a brand new blog, but I like the old one still. When I started my blog, it was not a big deal, just me sharing my singing passion with friends, family, and students. So I launched my blog with only one post. The About Me page did not exist. I had no business plan, but I'm so happy I did it that way, and I did not wait, you know, for it to be perfect to launch it. I guess it's a bit different nowadays because of the amount of blogs and online businesses. You probably need to have more than one post and several pages to launch. But I'm really happy I did it that way. If I was to start a blog today, I think I would be the kind of person to postpone and postpone again. So that was really great for me at that time. Being spontaneous helped me not postponing forever the launch of the blog. Mistakes. Oops, I did it again. So many mistakes with my first blog and I'm still learning. Well, the first mistake I can think about goes together with me launching my first blog with no content, just one article. I was doing things as it comes, as it goes. So my blog had no visual identity, no consistency, no clear purpose for my readers. It was just me decided I wanted to write something that day. And so I was writing. And then maybe for 3 months, there was nothing on the blog. So now it's a bit different. Yes. For my new blog, I took a notebook and I wrote down everything from the colors I would be using, the different sizes for the images in the posts, the featured image, etc., the colors, the font sizes. Everything was, well, is in my notebook, and I go to it regularly when I don't remember which color I'm using or which size or, well, things to have a visual identity really strong. I'm much more consistent in the way I write, the voice I use. I remember you, Darren, speaking about the four voices we could choose. I think it was four when we write. My voice is the professor artist, and it goes pretty well with being a vocal coach and a singer. The second mistake, so the first mistake was the lack of visual identity, I think. The second mistake was I was so disorganized that I forgot to renew my domain name and my site went down for a whole week. I was using too many email addresses. I did receive a reminder to pay, but I was not checking that email address anymore and the payment was not recurrent at that time. So to get back my domain name, I had to pay around $200. Yes, $200. Yee. So don't do like me and try to be organized and to write down the important things. Another mistake I can think about, and I'm still struggling with that, is I am a learner. I love to learn and I got caught up in all the webinars hurricane. I registered in lots of webinars to learn about this and that. And I ended up spending too much time doing that and not being able to even implement the tips I had learned. Plus, I had no more time to create content for my blog. So if you're a learner, my advice is each time you find something you'd like to learn, register, learn, implement, and monitor what you've implemented. Don't register in 7 or 10 courses or webinars. One at a time is the right thing to do, well, in my opinion. The good things that have happened to me since I started my blog is opportunities. I'm sure I wouldn't have met that many interesting people and really professional singers, and I'm even coaching the voice singers and actors. So that's very, very interesting for me because it's a different level of teaching. It's not teaching anymore, it's coaching. That's why we say I'm a voice teacher, but I'm also a voice coach now. I still love to teach the beginners and I love to coach the professionals. So that is thanks to my blog, I think. Yes. My number one tip for new bloggers would be to take your readers on a journey, on your journey. That starts with stopping comparing yourselves to others. It's as if wanting to write a love song and being so depressed because there are already so many love songs. But hey, only you can write it your way, so don't compare yourself to others. To take our readers on our journey, we have to be honest and be ourselves, to interact with them the most as we can, and to be consistent so they feel part of our story and they don't feel let down ever. Blogging is a virtual thing, but we're only human after all. We're only human after all. That was very, very nice to speak to you bloggers. Thank you very much, Darren, for inviting us to share our story, our blogging story on Pro Blogger Podcast. Bye.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
Thanks so much for your story today, Vaan. You can find Vaan's blog over at myhappyvoice.com. A few things I love about this particular episode, apart from the singing and a wonderful accent, just to mix things up a little bit. I love that Vaan uses her blog to grow her business. And again, this is another example of a different business model to what many of us start out blogging. Many of us start out thinking that we're going to make money from advertising or selling ebooks or virtual products. And blogs are very powerful at doing all of those things, but they're also a fantastic way to find new clients and to grow your profile in an industry. And that's something that this story illustrates really nicely. I love the advice to just start. Don't wait for it to be perfect to launch. And whilst I'm a big believer in, you know, doing what you can before you launch your blog and setting up with good foundations, there is some great advice there. You can really have the intention of making it perfect before you launch, to the point where you don't actually launch anything at all. And that's something that we really want to encourage you through this course that starts on the 10th of January, to not just get the things right, but to actually get it launched and to perfect it after it's launched. It's better to get it launched imperfect and then to get things fixed up on the go afterwards than to wait until it's perfect to launch, because you'll never actually launch it if that is your strategy. Yes, get it looking good. Yes, get some articles ready to go before you launch, but get it out there as well. Really good advice there also around some of the mistakes that Vaan made along her way as well, not being consistent and organized. I love the advice there, particularly of thinking about the visual identity of your blog. And I guess really what you're trying to do there is to put together some sort of a brand kit, or a sort of a kit that's going to help you to be consistent with that. And I like the idea that she had this notebook that had all the colors that she was going to use. And that's something that I think a lot of bloggers could learn from, whether you're starting out, and that's something to good to think through in the early days. But also those of us who've been blogging for a while can end up having a very messy looking blog as well. And so to think through some of the the visuals and the brand that you want to portray, something that might be well worth doing at this time of the year, at the start of the year. Maybe you could give your brand a refresh as you move into 2018. Also, I like that she mentioned there being consistent with her voice. And she mentioned some teaching that I did on that particular topic. And if your ears pricked up at that point of wanting to know what those four voices were, you go back and listen to episode 213, where I talked about some teaching that I picked up from Jeff Goins, where he talked about, you know, four different voices that almost any blogger could write in. And the prophet is one of them. I actually suggested quite a few more. I think I came up with about 20 different voices. So if you want to learn a little bit more about voice and thinking about that voice that you have, it needs to be authentic with who you are, but also thinking about your audience and what you're trying to help them with. Go back and listen to episode 213 and you'll pick up some thoughts there. It is quite a long episode, so you'll kind of about halfway through, it will get into that stuff on voices, or you could just look at the transcript there as well. Another great point there is too much time learning, not enough time actioning. And this is something I see a lot of bloggers falling into the traps of, and online entrepreneurs. There's so much advice out there on the topic of blogging. You could spend your whole life learning about blogging and not actually do any at all. And this is something I'm really aware of, particularly as we're creating courses and we're creating content. And you'll know that we've pulled back on our content creation this year, partly because we don't want to feed the beast of those of you who are just learners and addicted to learning. We want to create some teaching for you, but we don't want you to spend your whole life reading ProBlogger articles and listening to ProBlogger podcasts. I love the fact that you are listening, but if you've listened to more than five episodes today, maybe it's time for you to write a blog post. That's my advice from you today. Yes, learn. Yes, pick up the latest trends, but put plenty of time aside to implement and to monitor what you're doing as you're advised in that particular episode there. And I just love the way that Vaughn finished off her story today. Take your readers on your journey. Only you can write your story. So own it. Be yourself. Don't compare yourself to others. Make your readers a part of your story. I mean, you're a human being and so are they. And the big thing that we love to do as humans is to connect with one another, to hear each other's stories. And so, you know, own your story. Don't try and be someone else. Don't try and pretend and compare yourself and fall into that trap. Be yourself and take your readers on a journey. Thanks so much for sharing your story today, Vaughn. I really do appreciate all the advice and check out her blog at myhappyvoice.com. And you can also find today's show notes at problogger.com/podcast/230, where you'll also find a link to our starter blog course. I'd love you to join us on our starter blog course if you have been thinking about starting a blog, maybe to earn an income directly, or maybe just to share your story, or maybe to help build your business, whatever it is that is your intent. This course is designed to help you to set up a blog with great foundations to help you achieve your goals, whatever they may be. You can find more details on how to join that course at problogger.com/start-a-blog. And as I mentioned yesterday, we're going to have a Facebook group that will help you to connect with others at that same point in the journey. And hopefully we can all grow our blogs together as a result of that. Again, it's problogger.com/start-a-blog. Lastly, we've got two more episodes coming in this series of blogger stories. We're going to have a little break for the weekend now. So that will give you an opportunity. If you do want to dig back into the last few episodes, this series started back in episode 221. There's plenty of stories there to dig into over the weekend, but I've got two more coming for you next week before the starter blog course does launch. So I look forward to chatting with you then.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
Before I go, I want to give a big shout out and say thank you to Craig Hewitt and the team at Podcast Motor, who've been editing all of our podcasts for some time now. Podcast Motor have a great range of services for podcasters at all levels. They can help you to set up your podcast, but also offer a couple of excellent services to help you to edit your shows and get them up with great show notes. Check them out at podcastmotor.com.